When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news. Sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
What's up, guys? It's Tori.
And Anissa.
And we are really excited because All Stars 3 is finally here.
Finally. I feel like we've been waiting months. We have been, actually, I think.
Yeah, we have been.
Well, folks, we are kicking off this season with an incredible guest, Veronica Portillo.
We got to watch the episode. Anissa, what was your favorite part?
I mean, Tyler in that outfit and everyone praising him, bowing down to the queen. Is he bringing heels with him?
We need to know.
Yeah.
That was incredible.
We definitely need to know.
Anyway, let's get into this interview.
Yes, and we all hope you enjoy our conversation with Veronica. From this season of All Stars 3, we have this 12-time challenger and champion. Three times, right?
Three times.
Yeah.
Welcome, Veronica Portillo, friends.
Thanks for having me, girls.
Of course.
Of course.
What was your...
I don't know why we have it. Go ahead.
No.
You're so excited. You go ahead.
I am so excited because All Stars 3, I mean, we've been patiently waiting for it. It's here now. That episode was absolutely crazy. What was your, like, what's your reaction watching it back?
Honest reaction, I need to start working out more. It's all that self-loathing that's going to come out.
No.
But, you know, it was fun. It's, like, hard to navigate a game when you don't know where how everyone's going to play it at the beginning. And obviously you saw I was, like, tormented with having to play a role in the decision of voting in Tina.
Yeah.
That was really difficult for me, but I had to, like, I had no way. I had to, you know, I couldn't sit there and fight and fight for her when it just seemed that everyone really just wanted to play fair. I don't want to go like guns blazing right off the bat. I think that if she was going up against, well, not that I think, I absolutely know 100% that if she was going up against someone else that I felt would be a bigger challenge or a bigger fight for her, that I didn't feel like she had a 99% chance of winning, because these things, you never know at the end of the day. Yeah. They're, you know, it could go the other way. I would have fought, you know, to the nail for her. But Tori, you've been in that seat before, and Anissa, you've been in that seat before. We know when it's best to fight and when it's best to kind of play fair and friendly.
Yeah.
And that was a decision, and that was a decision that was best to play fair and friendly. I had a conversation with Tina ahead of time before even going into the voting meeting, and kind of, you know, heard her out, and she was okay with it. She was like, you know, okay, I understand, you know. And so I got her okay about, you know, if it went down that way, like, would she be upset, or if she would accept it, you know?
Right.
And she agreed and understood that was the way it was needed to be played in that moment, and she accepted it.
Yeah.
And started getting herself mentally prepared before we even went down to the formal meeting.
you've been playing this game for a long time. Is it weird going on All Stars? Do you think that they're playing it differently? Do you have set expectations for certain people to play a certain way? Well, I mean, how are you going into this season?
I think that they were playing it differently, right? Season one, Anissa, you were there. So mm-hmm. All Stars as a whole, this is only the third season. I hadn't watched season two. Season two hadn't started airing when we started filming. So I didn't know how season two went and how the voting went and what the kind of like overarching, you know, energy was mm-hmm. When it came to voting and politicking. So I only had season one to base it off of. And then I have Yes, who I love. You know, yeah,
who, he's incredible.
Who has never seen me be like the bitch on the challenge, you know? And I'm like, I don't want him to see these colors, you know?
Right.
Oh my God.
He thinks so highly of me. I don't want him to see these colors yet.
He would have been fine.
And that's he wanted amazing. To play it fair.
Yeah.
So if Yes off the bat would have been like, you know, let's do it this other way, I would have been like, yes, that is a great idea. I back you 100%. You took the words right out of my mouth. But you have him on one side being like super fair and even keel and just wanting to keep the group harmonious.
Yeah.
And so that was kind of what was best for that day. I'm not saying moving forward, we were still going to play like Kumbaya.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you can't really do that in the entire game like they did in season one. I mean, come on.
Right.
Yeah, it didn't get so kumbaya-y, if you will, by the end of season one because, you know, there are tough decisions that you have to make.
Yeah.
If one person leaves, that one variable can switch the whole dynamic of the house.
Correct.
So it really can change. The other question I really wanted to ask, and I know other people want to know, the listeners, we had All Stars 1 and All Stars 2. I know they called you. They had to have called you for them.
Yes, they did.
Where were you?
I need another person on one. Where were you?
Truthfully speaking, first season was in the middle of the pandemic. Vaccines weren't even around. I just didn't feel comfortable. I'm like, I'm really close with my family. And my dad was just diagnosed with cancer. My mom had cancer like 3 years before. And so I wasn't prepared to like just leave and not have any contact with home.
Yeah.
In the middle of this like scary pandemic.
Yeah.
It just wasn't worth it. I always describe it as a return on investment. It was not worth my return on investment. I was not going to get out of leaving, even preparing, packing, whatever, leaving everything in the house.
Your 17 suitcases.
Yeah.
Right.
Exactly. It just didn't make any sense.
So the one thing about you is that you'll always be honest, which I think a lot of people appreciate. I think that you're one of those people that were super, super important to this whole like franchise and, you know, women's empowerment and kind of like spearheaded this whole like, I'm a badass bitch. I'm not going to sit in the corner and shut up while all the men, you know, try and run the game.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So I think people were waiting for you to come back because they need that like badassery, if you will.
Yeah, and I'm not going to.
I love All Stars for the fact that it is older women who are like, you know what? I've already done this. Like, I'm you know, lived my life in my 20s and I've done all this petty shit. Like, I'm a grown up now.
Mm-hmm.
And this is I know my worth and I'm going to come on here and.
Right.
And give it a go.
And it's great that you came back because we haven't seen you on our screen since Final Reckoning, which was basically just living in a redemption house. I was there with you. You know, that was, I mean, it was beautiful. We were on a vineyard in South Africa. Like,
we never left it. And we didn't get to have wine.
It was stir crazy. Yeah. We were losing our fucking
minds. We lived on a vineyard.
There.
I know that wine that they probably made from those grapes was good. It wasn't the wine that we were drinking in the house.
100% not.
100%. It never is. Yeah.
Does All Stars feel different than the regular challenge season? Is there a different energy there or is competition different?
You know, I think that people bring forth like they want it to be a different energy. Like it's All Stars, you know, this is going to be different. But at the end of the day, it's still the same fucking game. You're still doing you still don't know what time it is. You still don't know what you're going to eat. You still have to beg for alcohol.
Yeah.
And you don't know what you're going to do the next day. You don't know when you have to wake up, you know? And you're competing, sometimes making a fool of yourself, sweating your tits off.
Yeah. It looks so hot. It looks so hot.
And then having to, like, compete so that you can have some power. And then the people that have the power get to make the decisions that, you know, will either gain you friends or create enemies or reinforce enemies. And, yeah, so it's the same thing. It's just different players.
Yeah.
Right.
Well, speaking of... to be honest with you, I don't even recognize the other challenge anymore because everyone's new.
It was... The last one was a lot of new people. A lot of them.
So, if anything, like, Anissa, if you were on All Stars 3, it would have probably felt way more familiar to you than the last challenge you did.
Yes.
In that, like, these are the people that I grew up with when the challenge was, like, something that was, like, nostalgic and different. It was, like, camp for us, and we loved seeing each other or hated seeing each other, but the beefs were real, the friendships were real. We didn't give a shit, but I have also played the last three games with the same people. So it's like floating in this space. So like I'm friends with them, but it's different because I feel like All Stars is more like a family for me because these are people that I've grown up with, you know? So. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes.
It's different.
Yes,
it's different.
Yeah.
For me.
You walked into this house. You had an amazing entrance, by the way. You looked fabulous. With Tina, who's also fucking fabulous. I didn't realize that you guys were close. We had her on the podcast last season. She's a firecracker.
Yeah, she's great.
She's incredible. Her just so
you have to edit her a lot.
Yeah, she is something.
Like in real life, you have to edit her.
In All Stars 1, she was talking to me on the phone. I'm like, I really need you to be there, Tina. Like, I need you. I need to laugh. I need to talk shit. I need to drink wine. Yeah. I need you. And she was like, I don't know. And then she said something. I'm like, oh, you can't say that on TV. Or in real life. She does need like her own personal editor.
Yeah. She just definitely her out a little is bit. Constantly needs some coaching.
Yeah, but she's awesome.
So you're in the car with Tina. You guys pull up. Are you strategizing in the car to work together? Or was that strategy done or was there no strategy?
There's no strategy to work together. It's unspoken between her and I. Like, you know, there was a conversation that I had with her beforehand. And it's funny because she would like brought up Jemmy and she brought up my relationship with Jemmy. And she was like, well, I just hope that, you know, you know, our friendship is stronger than your friendship with her. And I was like, okay, Tina. Like, I got that little threat before going.
Yeah, some best like, friend territorial stuff. Yeah.
And I was like, this is going to be interesting to navigate. But yeah, it's unspoken. There doesn't need to be, like, a spoken alliance between me and Tina. It's understood.
Yeah.
I'm sure you do.
Yeah.
That we have each other's back, you know, and we just kind of had to get there, play the game, and see how it unfolds and how we could best navigate it. You know, every day is different when you're playing these games.
Was there anyone you were super excited to see?
Yes.
Oh, yes.
Like, yes?
Yes.
Yes. Yeah.
He's so
yeah.
Cool. I was very excited to see Yes. I was very excited to see, obviously, Jemmy, Tina. Who else was there that I was excited to see? Is there anyone else? I don't think so.
Oh shit. Is there anybody that
I wanted to see Derek. I wanted to see Brad. I wanted to see Sylvia. I was very excited to see Sylvia actually.
Yeah.
And I'm having a hard time like placing everyone that was there because I'd like to tune a lot of these things out.
How about someone you wish was there that wasn't?
Wish that was there. Shane, obviously.
That would have been so good.
Yeah.
Where is Shane? Where is he?
Somewhere flexing his abs in a bathroom mirror.
Thank you.
He's the best.
I wish Shane was there. Having Shane on the All Stars Challenge with me and Tina would be, and also let's just add Rachel for good measure. Just like that would be so nostalgic. That would be so fun.
Mom met a lot of your demands over the years. This Mother's Day, get her the Bartesian cocktail maker that makes premium cocktails on demand. In just 30 seconds, have your choice of over 60 premium or seasonal cocktails, all at the touch of a button. Get $50 off on the Bartesian cocktail maker now when you buy one pack of cocktail capsules. So, for all the times you made a mess, get Mom the countertop cocktail system that makes premium cocktails without making any mess at all. For all the times you begged for soda, get her premium cocktail capsules made with real fruit juice and craft bitters. For all the times you demanded tacos for dinner, get her the Bartesian that mixes margaritas in just 30 seconds. Make Mom's Mother's Day and all the 364 days that aren't Mother's Day with a Bartesian cocktail maker at $50 off. Visit bartesian.com/mother now to get $50 off the Bartesian Premium Cocktail Maker. Bartesian, premium cocktails on demand.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news. Sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Let's get into the real good good of you fucking okay. crushing this first challenge. Mm-hmm. You come in third place. I just want to say this one moment reminded me a lot of me and Anissa. Kayla goes on interview and she literally says, I'm going to beat these old women because I have better eyesight than her. And then I wanted she to smack her. Loses.
Yeah, I'm going to smack her too.
I, hold on.
It's like, no, hold on a second. You're on our show.
But the other part is she mentioned, and I love Kayla, but readers are to read things up close. Nothing was up close. To see the puzzle, you'd need to be nearsighted to see
binoculars.
Yeah, yes.
So readers would not be a correct item for this.
So
challenge.
To come to Kayla's defense, I had this moment with Anissa, my very first challenge. I was like, oh, yeah, I'm here with Anissa. I'm going to beat her up this hill. Anissa whooped my ass up the hill.
I mean, I did come
and
in
and it was just like,
you.
Oh, shit. It happens again. You know, you mm-hmm. see like a young person coming into the game, especially All-Stars, thinking they're going to run shit. And then look what happens. Veronica's in fucking top three. I mean, like the old school people are coming in hot. And you crushed that first challenge. Were you expecting to place so highly and to have power in the first episode?
I wasn't expecting to play that high. I actually was so afraid that I would get last place.
Really? You're great at puzzles,
yes.
though.
But you just know, it's your first one. I hadn't done one in such a long time. I was so out of practice. I was the run back and forth. I was so afraid of like twisting my ankle or like folding my ankle because there were so many holes that you couldn't see. You know, but I kept my pace and like I remembered I had a strategy on how to remember these things. There were 16 pieces on the puzzle. Everyone went back and forth at least 16 times.
Yeah.
18, 20 times. We were doing like one by one.
Wow.
Right.
How far was the run?
I don't know. I'm short. I do not know how to measure
everything
height
seems long.
Or distance. Yeah. I'm like, well, how many of me across to the other side? Too many.
Well, it didn't seem that long of a run. It was like a little joggy.
The running part, like it wasn't the distance. It was the ground. I was afraid I would roll an ankle.
Right.
Yeah, and then getting up there and not having space.
Yeah.
To, you know, look in these holes. And there were a couple. I want to say there are three holes that we can look through. And one, of course, was way above my head.
Yeah.
Mm. So I was not, I just didn't know. Like, yes, I'm good at puzzles. But sometimes I think that, like, I mean, I have ADD, so I can't really remember things that well. I am very detail-oriented, though. So, yeah, it could have gone any which way that day, obviously.
Were the girls not? Were the guys pushing each other a lot?
Not really. I think maybe at the beginning, like the first time they went up there, but then they realized that they were going to have to go up there 16 times at least.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then it, I mean, the boys took a long time. It was really? Hours. It was hours.
Go girls. I love that.
We took a long time too, but it wasn't as long.
Yeah. Yeah. There's also that benefit of going second. Like, even if it's just watching how long it could potentially take them, it kind of takes the pressure off a little bit.
Yeah.
Because it's like, okay, this is going to take time. Maybe we do go one block at a time. And you said that was your strategy, right?
Yes, that was my strategy.
Yeah.
Because all these little images, they had eyes that were pointing a certain way, tails that were pointing a certain way. They were different colors. They had different expressions on their faces. Like, these are all the little things that we have to pay attention to. Yeah. So like I would go up and I'd be like, okay, snakes shaped like, you know, back to back or facing forward. Like their head, it was like weird things that I had to remember. These are the colors. Mm-hmm. And then I just kept on telling me as I would run, I would say whatever it is that I needed to remember until I got to the podium and then would find it.
Yeah. Do you think people try too hard to like set the tone for themselves on the first challenge? Like, oh, I'm about to show everybody that I'm amazing.
Yeah, until they start. Until they start. Yeah. And they're like, yeah, they have like big plans to be amazing. And then they start and they're like, shit, you know, or the first check.
Yeah.
Like who, what guy did it that, and TJ was like, you're way off. Oh, that was Tyler.
Oh, baby. <know? laughs>
You're way off. And that's one of those things like, with that type of challenge, you can't be way off because if you're way off and you have to start all over again, it's better to go slower and just make sure that you don't, you see all the details and you do it correctly because it's like finding a needle in a haystack afterwards to try to figure out which one of them you're wrong on.
Yeah.
That's that experience coming into play. I think some of these people who haven't played in a while forget that.
Yeah.
And they get absorbed in the pressure of the moment because once you get told it's the last place that goes straight in, it's like you said, it's just pace yourself. Wherever you fall,
right. as
you
long, don't even need as to have power. Yeah. As long as you're not last place. So you just can't be the worst person on the field that day.
Yeah.
So I'm curious because like you came in third, you thought you didn't win. Then you find out now you do have power because third is the cutoff for power.
Yeah.
Were you like, shit? Or were you like, okay. Like, how was your attitude after figuring out you were going to have to make a decision?
Oh, I wasn't sad I was going to have to make a decision. I know that the way to play this game is to be sitting in that seat to have decisions to be made. So I was happy. It was almost like I was thrown a bone. Like, I didn't realize that it was going to be the top three girls and the top three guys. I thought it was just going to be the, you know, top girl and top guy. So, you know, Sylvia did great. She's awesome. Yeah. She's so good. She's so well-rounded at these games.
Yeah. The last season I did with her, it was Final Reckoning too. And she's just like one of those energies that you're just great spirit.
Yes. You know? Contagious.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like
you just want to be around her.
Yeah. Yeah. Really good energy. So this challenge was individual based. Do you prefer challenges like, I won't even say Final Reckoning.
Final Reckoning.
That was a tough one.
Yes, I prefer Final Reckoning to BCT's partner to be the reason why he gets disqualified in a challenge and gets sent to the Redemption House so that I can live with that.
Do you know he's
for
he's,
the eternity?
He's mentioned to me on the last season that he felt a lot of regret about that season. He's like, yeah, I feel really badly about how I treated Veronica on Final Reckoning. And I was like, wow.
He should feel really bad about how he treated me.
He's got a heart.
He's admitted to me that he probably wouldn't have been able to make it all the way on his own anyways at that time. But he kind of like allowed me to be like the scapegoat because I was the first one to fall, but he allowed me to get all the hate for that. Mm-hmm. When I see the way I see it, it's like, okay, CT, you admitted to me that you probably wouldn't have been able to make it. So at least the fault is mine and not on your, on you. At least we're still preserving your image and I'm taking the heat, you know?
Yeah.
And then the part that really upset me about CT is that at the time, he didn't really have much of a storyline. You know, he wasn't fighting. He wasn't like the best competitor out there. He's not hooking up, obviously. And so he kind of used me as his storyline. And every day he would wake up and be like, you know, I've got a good story. Let me use Veronica and this, you know, what happened as my story. And I just like, and I hate people that do that. Like, I hate people that look at opportunities to just like get story and get camera time.
There's definitely been more so
get relevancy
of like fights and like things that don't need to really be that big just to be there. Like people just wanting to get these callbacks. And I'm like, your personality alone and the way you compete should be enough to get you recast.
Right.
You shouldn't have to then.
And he could have a couple off seasons and not have any story and still be recast. He doesn't have to use me for that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, at least you got to play this one individually. And obviously we don't know how it's going to unfold going forward.
Right.
Fingers crossed it is an individual game because I always think that's really, really cool. But so now you know the pressure's kind of all on you every single time, which is great. You did mention in the beginning of this interview you wish you had worked out more. Did you train for the season? Was it something you were even caring about?
No. I did. Okay, no. It's not like I care about it. It's not like I don't care about the challenge. I just don't have time.
Yeah. It's a lot.
My life is very hectic. You know? And I, back in the day, my life revolved around challenges and appearances. And I had all the free time in the world and I wasn't doing
metabolism.
Any of those two. And a faster metabolism, less money, a worse palate.
Right, you know? Right. Now that it's refined, it's just really hard.
I wasn't as good of a cook, a lot of different things. But yeah, mostly it's my lack of free time that I would have. And then I get home and I'm just exhausted. Mm-hmm. And the last thing I want to do is like do that.
Right.
So it is something that I need to work on for myself because I'm not Veronica I want to be. But you know, we're all a work in progress always.
Yeah.
And I will get there again eventually on my own time.
On your own time. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
And also you don't have to be the most athletic person. And you proved that this episode, like your brains can carry you through certain challenges and a lot of challenges.
Yes. But they can't get, you can't win a final
with your brain. No.
If
unless
everyone
they start
breaks
to like,
the leg,
no, you have to be, listen,
if
have,
everyone it, dies and you're the only correct. Person who doesn't.
Correct. Correct. And I was willing to get to play that to play that card.
We're breaking
legs.
Like,
listen, I want to get to the final. I might not be able to run as fast as them or as much as them, but if they don't get injured, I could win.
Yeah. Or if it comes down to time, like, well, this took you long, but you definitely crushed all of these checkpoints. If
correct.
They could do
you
it back like that,
rules.
Well, that's yeah. another thing that's a little weird now. They're not doing that anymore.
Well, you just never know how the rules are going to be.
Yeah.
In the final or who's going to be there. You know, so I went into this particular game a little different than I did in Final Reckoning, where I was like, well, you know, I'm going to play it hard until I can no longer play it.
Yep.
I will say that because my financial stability doesn't rely so much on winning, I am willing to gamble more.
Yeah.
And play it differently in that regard. I'm not as scared to take a shot, to vote a certain way. I'm just not as scared of losing as I used to be.
I love that. Let's also talk about this stars twist. The stars reminds me of the skulls. Like when you had to like win an elimination in order to go to the final.
A little PTSD.
It's giving me those vibes. I'm not a fan. I don't know what it is. It's making me feel uneasy. Can you tell us anything about that or no?
No, I can't tell you anything about that. It's definitely an emotional roller coaster that they play with us.
Well, don't miss that.
I know, but speaking of emotional roller coasters or just, you know, roller coasters, you were up high one day and I just need to know.
I was a what?
How often do people, you were up high one day and there was a certain someone who tried to, I don't know, take Ooh. Your life.
Oh, we're talking
How
about
often
that again?
Do people ask you about Julie?
Whenever I
and
do
this carabiner.
Whenever I do anything challenge related like this, somehow it always gets brought up. Or like an interview.
I don't think it's ever happened ever in the history of the show besides you.
Well, I think that they probably realized after that challenge that we should not allow contestants to fight each other up in the air.
Right.
Yeah.
Like full on contact fight up in the air, right. 19 stories above ground with no safety net.
Terrible.
No safety Worst net idea. Down below. Yeah.
Horrible.
Horrible.
Horrible idea.
Yeah.
It's so also bad. Just like that scare. Like if you pull on my safety, when we get to the ground, someone's going to have to hold me down.
Yeah. Well,
like sedate me, put me in a corner. Like that's really scary.
Yeah, it was scary. I'm not going to lie. It was scary. I try not to talk about it too much when it's, you know, because it is yeah. like beating a dead horse. And I think that yeah. most people have heard the story, have heard me talk about it.
Yeah.
But yeah, it was scary. I'm not going to lie.
Yeah.
Well, and I would have probably reacted a little bit differently if like we were allowed to like throw things at people and be physically violent, you know? But
yeah,
I didn't.
That's what I'm saying.
Again, yes. again, I went.
We're going to need to add some physical violence back into the contract, yeah. please. Just in case.
During the Inferno days, the challenge was like my main bread and butter. And so I wasn't going to allow her to interfere with my paychecks and get myself
what
kicked
would
off.
You, what would you have done if she was there at All Stars 3?
You know, I'm really good at just like, not giving people, like people that I don't care about, I don't need to, I pretty much pretend like they're not in the room. Like I didn't need to like have a conversation with her to mm-hmm. like go back in history and talk about it all.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And like,
it's so not like you guys are going to be friends.
So she, can,
talk
give,
every
so she
week.
Can give me a fake fucking apology. You know,
yeah.
I don't need that.
Yeah.
She would want it. You know, because she likes the camera times and she's yeah. not going to get much if it's not that.
Yeah.
So I didn't, I wouldn't care if she was there, you know, it would be like,
yeah.
no big deal. Julie kind of fits into the same category as Beth to me.
Okay.
Like people I just don't really care about.
Mm.
And if I saw them, it's not going to like, I'm not going to have.
Don't give them power.
Yeah, I don't want to give them power. And because that's what they want.
Yeah. Yeah. I think we all have those people, you know? Everybody in this world, you create those people. How can you not? Yeah. We're in a game where you have to create rivals.
Yeah.
So it is what it is. But aside from that, and any rival in the show, what was the most shocking thing about coming back? Was it the bunk beds? Were you like, fuck, I'm back in a bunk bed?
I mean, we would be stupid to think that we were going on a challenge and not expect bunk beds, right? So that part yeah. doesn't bother me.
Yeah.
The surprising part is that there were a lot of bathrooms. We
Ooh,
just we
really?
Weren't well for in our room at least. We didn't have. Okay, so I'm trying to think back. So the gym at our house was created for our challenge, and they took the master bedroom and made it into a gym. It was adjoined to a huge, huge, huge bathroom with a mm-hmm. like a shower in the middle of the room. Looked like a rotunda. It was circular and it was open and it had like tons of overhead shower heads.
I love that.
And then a private shower. Anyway, so a lot of the girls in the room chose to just shower in there because it was right down the hall.
Yeah.
Makes sense. So bathroom space was remarkable. It was so great. We weren't fighting
closet
over it.
Space?
However, no closet. Yeah. The closet. There were a lot of closets, but people claimed them quickly. I found myself living out of my suitcase for a little while, not getting too comfortable.
Worst.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But so what was most surprising? I don't think there was anything surprising about it. You know,
yeah.
like I've done so many of these things that nothing shocks me.
Yeah. You're numb.
Kind of like, yeah, I'm totally numb.
Yeah.
Like,
I get it.
The best part of it. Okay. So the house is beautiful and everyone was talking about like the view. Okay. And this is where I want to preface this, that I probably sound like a very like stuck up, what's the word that I'm looking for? Entitled bitch when I say this. But I remember going out the first night and Tina's like, look at this view. I'm like, what fucking view? You know? Like, first of all, it's pitch black. So what view are you talking about? The view that you think is there in the morning? Okay. But we were in Panama and we all know that COVID has all these delayed backups with transportation, sea transportation, cargo transportation. There were just boats out there, like huge, huge boats, steel boats, just parked all the time. I'm like, this is
so no yachts. No, so none of our yachts are there.
No yachts. Not the yachts that you probably saw in Croatia. Okay.
Oh yeah, we did see some
yachts. These are yachts that you see, like going through the Panama Canal to take goods,
like a barge
from different continents. Okay.
Wow. Yes. Wow. Yeah.
Yeah. This is what was our view. And so when people were like, oh, it's such a nice view, I'm like, oh, God. What, are you guys looking at the same thing I'm looking at? It's not a nice view.
Wow.
But the house is beautiful.
Yeah. Hey, listen, like you said, you've been exposed to so many different places. You've seen it all. Like, you're allowed to have your favorites and you're not so
good. Like, exactly.
You've seen
Thank
it
you.
All.
Thank
so
you,
you have
Tori.
Things to compare it to.
Not every house is going to be great. I mean, look at Dirty 30. We were looking at a cesspool beach. Like, just rabid dogs and, like, what used to be an ocean.
Yeah.
Oh, wait, did you see that beach? Did you see that beach? Because I never went on a run.
Oh.
I didn't either, girl. It was 105 degrees. I ran the steps
with 90% humidity. It was
Oh, my God. It was
awful.
Oh, my God. Lived in a pool.
It wasn't even worth it going on runs because we ended up doing the final in Argentina. It was completely different climate. Like, it was, like, such a waste.
But I was nervous I would lose a limb or get, like, MRSA from, like, running on the beach. Like, just become septic by the time I got back. It looked really bad out there.
Definitely got pink eye. Something was out there. Something was out there.
We just stay in the Palapa and chill there.
Yeah. That was the vibe.
The angry hens.
I wasn't there for a while, you know, so.
That was a season, man. Oh, my God. I threw you two against each other that season.
You sure did.
I'm a fucking asshole.
You sure did. Well,
at least I threw you against somebody you didn't really know, Tori.
You've also beat me in elimination, Anissa.
That is very true. You fucking, yes, I did.
You've gotten me back.
There is no, I don't believe in getting even.
No, I know.
I don't really care.
Yeah. Karma has served.
Now we're friends.
You girls are too kind.
Yeah. So since this is All Stars 3, we're going to focus heavily on the 3. If we were making a team of 3 competitors, who would you choose? Who do you think would complement your strengths and weaknesses? Somebody that you would want to run a final with.
Okay. Someone that I would want to run a final with.
3 people, yeah.
3 others?
3 others, yeah. You're on a team of 4.
Okay, let me just keep it to the house that we're in right now. I would want... Darrell.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
And then what other girl? I'm trying to think. Sylvia.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, she's smart.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That'd be a fun little spicy team.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I could see Coach Darrell. I could see you guys doing some damage.
Yeah. Darrell's a really good coach.
I like that team. Yeah.
He's a really great. Good motivator.
Mm-hmm.
Same as Yes. Yeah, right. I think that would be my... I think that would be the way to go.
I love that. I think
Tina would get too spastic.
Yeah, but she could be there. I'd like her to just.
Oh yeah,
be there.
I would love her to be there too. But listen, I would like to do less work.
Yeah.
Okay.
Aww.
I would like to like
so a better yeah, view like, that
yeah,
team.
I would like to get to a checkpoint and just kind of sit back.
Yeah, respectable.
And I think that if I was on a team with Tina, I wouldn't be able to just sit back.
Yeah, gotta clock in.
Yeah, gotta clock in.
Yeah.
So I think that's where I'd want to go with that.
Well, I think those are some great picks. And Veronica, it was a fucking pleasure talking to you again. I'm so happy you were able to come on the podcast. And I'm so happy you're on All Stars 3. I'm so excited to see you this season. It looks like it's going to be spicy.
I think it's going to be spicy. I'm excited to watch it. It's always interesting to watch it after, you know, you live it because there's so much that you didn't know that was going on in the house that you get to watch when it's spliced up And the music is so good.
I know. That's my favorite part. The soundtracks are great to all the All-Stars.
So good.
Yeah.
So I'm excited to watch it. And I'm excited to get the opportunity to play again. I think that will be fun. Yeah.
Well, I'm sure the fans are really excited to have you back on their screens. Where can we follow you on social media and support you? Tell the people out there.
Well,
where can they find you?
You can follow me. I think my last post is from August 20th of 2020.
Nice. Which is totally fine. People like to live in your past. That's okay.
Yep. And I keep on, no, August 26th of 2020. I keep telling myself I'm going to do better.
Slowly but surely.
I story it every once in a while. I'm really easy. It's at @the_cakes across all platforms.
Nice. Well, we look forward to following you on social media and can't wait for your next post in 4 years. And thank you so much for coming on the show, Veronica. We love you.
Thanks for having me.
Thanks, Veronica.
Bye.
Mom met a lot of your demands over the years. This Mother's Day, get her the Bartesian cocktail maker that makes premium cocktails on demand. In just 30 seconds, have your choice of over 60 premium or seasonal cocktails, all at the touch of a button. Get $50 off on the Bartesian cocktail maker now when you buy one pack of cocktail capsules. So, for all the times you made a mess, get Mom the countertop cocktail system that makes premium cocktails without making any mess at all. For all the times you begged for soda, get her premium cocktail capsules made with real fruit juice and craft bitters. For all the times you demanded tacos for dinner, get her the Bartesian that mixes margaritas in just 30 seconds. Make Mom's Mother's Day and all the 364 days that aren't Mother's Day with a Bartesian cocktail maker at $50 off. Visit bartesian.com/mother now to get $50 off the Bartesian Premium Cocktail Maker. Bartesian, premium cocktails on demand.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news. Sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Well, Veronica is a gemsicle. We know she is. We had the opportunity of talking to her, and I love her. I really, really love her.
She is. She is no nonsense, just herself, unapologetically, every time.
Yeah.
And I love that.
Me too. It's refreshing.
Yeah, and it's nice to see her. I feel like I haven't seen her in a while. I filmed something with her, but besides that, right. I haven't been on a show with her in a while, and it's nice to see her.
Yes. Yes. Well, we all know where we can follow her on Instagram and send her some love and wait for that new Instagram post in a couple years to come. Anissa, where can we follow you?
Well, I also don't post very often, but when I do, it's a banger. All right.
It is.
You can find me at Anissa MTV. That's A-N-E-E-S-A MTV. Tori, where can we find you?
You guys can find me at Tori_Deal on Instagram. And if you liked this episode, more importantly than following us on Instagram, rate and review us on Spotify or Apple Podcasts because we love to hear what you think. And you know what? Tell a friend.
Yes, and after you're done doing it with your friend, make sure you catch new episodes of All Stars 3 on Paramount Plus. And we'll see you back here next Thursday for an all-new episode of MTV's official Challenge Podcast.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks,
Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cash back on purchases. And pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.